Thursday, 7th of November, of the Neil Road Parshas Vayetzeh.
Okay, what we're going to look at is a little bit of an issue that emerges from Parshas Vayetzeh, which is something that's very fundamental. Everything in Torah is very fundamental, but it's... And it comes really right at the end. You have a great speech that Yaakov's going to give to Lavan, where he tells him about how... about his own integrity in business, so to speak. He says that Zeh Shonov, for 20 years he worked for him, nothing ever went wrong, I never brought you anything defective, and if there was anything, I paid for it myself. Everything went, I took all the losses myself. I was working so hard that I was boiling away in the day. Kerach b'alayla, ice at night, v'sidah shenasi me'night, nothing. I did this for 20 years. I never asked for anything. You changed my wages backwards and forwards, but I never did anything that could constitute anything remotely crooked, remotely problematic, remotely deceitful. This is what he says. And this, in fact, is the great speech that finally convinces Lavan to yield and let Yaakov take whatever's his. And this issue of... the issue of Yaakov's integrity is already felt at the beginning of the parasha. We feel it in Rashi, who based on a Medrash Rabbah, that when it speaks about taking Rochel and working an extra 7 years, so he says as follows, right near the beginning, well, not so near the beginning, right in Perichov Test. When it comes to the pasuk of Ayyavah, Gam el Rochel v'yehav, Gam es Rochel mileah. So the double gam, the Medrash is Madaik. Rashi actually brings it on the end of the pasuk. He's Madaik. It's slightly differently. The Vayavod Imay Oid Shevashonim. But each one is drawing on the same Medrash. But it's being Madaik. The pasuk is saying that there's Yaakov worked with the same. Normally, a person who works gets bored. They get tired. It's hard. You know, your first day you work very enthusiastically. First few weeks, months. Once you're secure in your job, or bored of your job, or tired of it, you don't work with the same energy and enthusiasm and hilchas chirus, hilchas poyalim, that you do when you first start. So, but Yaakov's not that way. It's another 7 years, just like the first 7 years, or it's the imoy oid shevashanim, or the gams with Rachel, whichever way you madaik it. Either way, it's the same principle that he was capable of working every single day with total faithfulness to his boss. And we find as follows. Of course, the great irony, I mean, we know that this is the mid of Yaakov, is MS, his actual integrity itself, Titin MS Liyakov, as Michal says. But the great problem, as we all know, and everybody wrestles with this, and I want to give a slightly different angle, maybe you have heard or haven't, is the great obvious question for Av, whose midah is MS, is truth, integrity, reliability, etc. We find no other person in Torah gets so accused of falsehood as Yaakov. No one else talks to Esau's got tainas on Yaakov. Lavan's got his tainas on Yaakov. In fact, it's very ironic. The one time where Yaakov gives that beautiful speech and Lavan backs down is the only time where inadvertently Yaakov was actually wrong. He had stolen, Revi Rochel, they had stolen from Lavan. Lavan comes with a taina and Lavan actually happens to be right, unbeknown to him. It's an interesting irony there. But it doesn't matter. Lavan's got his tainas. Everyone's got their tainas. And even Yitzhak himself says, Baruch Hicha B'mirma. He came with cunning, trickery, something, and the story itself certainly throws itself at us as a very interesting contrapoint to what is the overt characteristics and what we see in Vayetze emerges finally as Yaakov as the Ish Emes. We met him as the Ish Tam, here he's the Ish Emes, Titain Emes Yaakov. This is really the mid of Yaakov Avinu, and yet no one else is challenged over this more than anyone else in the whole of Torah. And there's many, many different approaches. I want to take one that's very important. It's based where a lot of these sources go to, which is right in Megillah. The Gemara Megillah in Yud Gimel on base has the famous discussion that Yaakov comes from the beginning of the Sedrah and tells Rachel that he wants to marry her. And it's the Gemara says like this, the Gemara is Madaik, the Psukim. V'yagid Yaakov l'Rachel ki achi av Yahu, right, that he says that he's her uncle, as it were, father of a brother of her father, says the Gemara, Achi Avio, he is Haloi Ben Achois Avio, he was a cousin. Elo Sha'omar, they said like this. He said, Minasu Asli, get married. Omrali, she says, in, that's a great idea. Miu Abba Ramo, but I've got a crooked father. V'lo Yochlas Le, you're not going to succeed. Omala, so he says back to Achiv Anab Ramos. I am his brother, not his physical, not his genetic brother, not directly the relationship of brother, but I'm his brother, meaning his twin, his counterpart, I'm his partner, I can be as crooked as he can be. Amrale, she says to him, Umishari le tzadike le saguye, is it mutter for a tzadik to go in the pathway of Ramoyus, or Ramoyusa to go in the pathway of Ramos? Amalai says to her, in, yes it is, and he quotes the pasuk. Like this, im navarti tavar, with a person who's faithful, trustworthy, you be faithful and trustworthy. Vimikesh titapol, but if somebody is crooked, so you also be crooked back to them. Which is a very interesting Gemara. It raises as many questions as it answers, because, amongst other things, on a simple level, what it means, it seems to be a heter to be meshaka to a shakran. That is not how most learn it. There is a day like that, but that's not the general way of learning it. That we have a heter to be crooked to crooks, per se. There are questions of exactly where there could be halachas in the situation where someone's directly trying to be crooked to you. But in principle, this is not the malach. But even if it were, that is hardly the ish emes. He's got a heter to be meshaka. It's not, you begin his whole pursuit of his marriage and his construction of his family and what appears to be something that is false. That's question one. There's another more logistical question, if you like, which is, Yaakov's been the ishtam, the yoshev eholim, is sat now in yeshiva shem ve'eva. And even if yeshiva shem ve'eva might have certain, I don't know, something maybe Avraham Avinu doesn't have, but where's he going to learn his crookedness from? This is the same Yaakov Avinu who didn't even know how to go to his father, his mother had to construct the whole plan for him. And where is he going to get the confidence that he can really match Lavan? Let's say he's got a heter to do this. How's he, the man, Lavan, his entire middah is crookedness. His entire world is there's no greater crook, say Chazal, than Lavan. How does Yaakov think he can match that? It's a very interesting, but he has no problem. It's posh at him that he can do. And again, the world is full of tirutzim. I want to give one that's a beautiful yesod, one that I think has a very powerful and explains many facets of this question. And it's as follows. It's something I was zeicher to, like many I used to hear when I was in Eretz Yisrael, Shiurim on Chumash by Rav Weinberg, who lives in Yerushalayim. And he had a really beautiful insight here. He says something amazing. From Matthew Weinberg, he says that actually it's very poshut. Yaakov Avinu did not need to be meshaka, really. He doesn't need, what the poshut's really telling you, right, or what you do with an ikesh is this. You can hold a mirror up to them. You don't need to really be a crook yourself. You simply behave to people the way they are. What does that mean? What it means is as follows. It means that if you are very sensitive to people, you can actually work out what they want in any situation. It's not that difficult. There's a big catch, which we'll see becomes very critical to understanding who Yaakov Avinu is be'emes. But a person who is actually a person of integrity themselves, a person who approaches a situation without any crooked agenda of our own, is a person who is very sensitive and will immediately know what everybody else in the room is really trying to do. The thing that blinds us, we very often in situations feel that we know what somebody's really trying to get out of us. And in other situations we don't. And the nafka mina, usually the difference between the two situations is whether we're also trying to get something out of something. If we want to get something out of it, we're blind. But if we're not really interested in getting anything out of it, our eyes are wide open. We can see through people very clearly. You know exactly what they want. And there is no greater master in the whole of Torah than giving people what they want than Yaakov Avinu. Think about it very deeply and you see something very remarkable. Yaakov Avinu always gives people exactly what they're really looking for. You see, when somebody challenges you and wants the thing you want, there are two possibilities. Possibility number one is they have the same agenda as you in life, in which case they're really your partner. But possibility number two is they actually want something different. In which case, if you think about it enough, you can actually give them what they want and it's not really the thing you want. And let's see how this works in the stories themselves. Esav comes in. He wants food. He's tired. And he says that is the Medrash HaGadol is Medayik the Psukim. And the interesting dialogue, when Yaakov actually buys the Bechorah. He's a hu'oye if he comes in tired, and Chazal adoresh all the different averas that go into that. And he says, pour this thing down, ki oyef anoichi, because I'm so tired. That's what they call him Adom, because he wants the Adom Adom Azah. And Yaakov says, and he says, anoichi oylech lomus. He says, when it comes to Bechorah, I'm going to die anyway. Lomus eli Bechorah, what I need the Bechorah for. Says the Magisha God, there was actually a dialogue going on over here. He comes in from the field, and he sees Yaakov working at this lentil thing. He's working, he's preparing, he's cooking, he's processing things, he's spending hours preparing this meal. And Esau says, why are you doing this? Why don't you behave like the rest of the world? We go out, grab the animal, and eat it there and then. What are you? You know, we may work physically harder, but we get what we want right now. You're busy hours preparing this food. What are you doing? And Yaakov says, you don't realize that we have to work hard to get to Olam Haba? I mean, all of life's hard work. No shortcuts. Esau turns around and says, oh, you believe in all this Olam Haba thing? You think the Mason Asid Lichyos? I don't believe anyone's going to live La'asid Lavoi. Says Yaakov, you don't believe in Olam Haba? Well, if you don't believe in Olam Haba, then how can you possibly believe in investing and working? What's the purpose and no point in life? Grab whatever comes and just run. Says Esau, yeah, pour this red thing down me. Says Yaakov, that's it, we'll do a trade-off. You take a fast food world. That's all you wanted the Bechorah for in the first place anyway, isn't it? You want to get this world. You want it all and you want it now. Take it. And give me what the Bechorah is really about, which is working for Olam Haba. We'll switch off. Trade off. Says Esau, yeah, and that's the deal. In other words, what the Medrash is telling us is exactly this yesod. Yaakov sits and says, I understand what you want, Esau. You don't really want Bechorah. You want one little aspect. You want the world to work for you. That's what you want. Let's do it. Let's do the trade. I'll give you all that. It's all yours. Here you go. Fast food world, yours. You'll have that. Me, I'll take Bechorah. Yitzhak Avinu, on the other hand, is being mechapes the person. And we have all the answers to how it's Anoichi Esau Bechorecha, Rashi, how it's not really a lie in the Chizkuni, how he really is the Bechorah, etc. But the aside of this is very poshut. That the Adayim Yidei Esav and the Kol Kol Yaakov is exactly what Yitzchak was looking for all along. And he hears afterwards that he was Vayak Veni Zepamayim, and in fact he'd already taken the Bechorah. Oh, Zagan Baruch Yiyah. This is exactly what I wanted. I didn't realize what I wanted, but Yaakov knew what I wanted. In other words, in each place, Yaakov simply understands what everybody's really looking for in this world and makes sure they get it. If they're a Rosh, they'll realize afterwards they got the worst deal. If they're a Tzaddik, they'll realize afterwards it was the thing they were looking for all along. But he's always giving the people what they're really looking for. Lavan wanted Yaakov to work as hard as he could and never pay him anything that we didn't consider defective in his first place. So Yaakov gives him that too. Takes the defective stuff and makes it work. But wherever he turns, Yaakov is a person who is always giving the people what they are ultimately going for. And that's the koach of what the Gemara is saying. It's a very, very posh chat in the Gemara, actually, that he's reflecting back to them. And so, your father can be the biggest crook in the world. I'm not a crook. I don't know how crooks work. But I do know this. Whatever twisted turns he's got, I'll just move him that way. If he's going to be then to double that, we'll do that. Imikesh, if he's a crook, so well, make sure he gets his crookedness. It will always flow around. Don't need to worry. I can reflect his ramos wherever he wants it to go. It will never get in the way of me. And the middle that allows this, that's what MS is in its deepest place. MS is giving the world what it wants, understanding what people are really looking for. And MS also, you see, the aside and the shorish of this middah is this, the thing that prevents us being able to, by the way, it's a real rule in real life. It's the most powerful tool you can walk into any negotiation or discussion with. It's completely understanding what the other person wants. They're never really going to be in your way. They may, now, the aside of this, though, is it depends on us. It depends on our own inner integrity. It depends to what extent we live in a world that is ne'emah. If we're approaching situations in crooked ways, that we're trying to manipulate other people for deceitful measures and plans we have to twist them into the things that we want, then the chances are very slim that we can ever see what they're really trying to do, because we're just not listening to anybody. We are, when we have agendas, we are actually blind to other people's. But when we are be'emes, when we are in a world of tamimus, the Yaakov Ishtam, then we're actually open to everything and we see everything with absolute clarity. And the root of all this is a very powerful thing. We see actually that emes and emunah are always interlinked. We see it in many, many different Bekoros. But I want to show you something very, you know, we actually know that the whole of Yiddishkeit ultimately boils down to emunah. Bo Chavakuk, says the Gemara Makos, Ve'emidon Arachas. The whole of everything can be summed up in one simple Tzadik Ve'emunosa Yichya. All of Yiddishkeit is Tzadik Ve'emunosa Yichya. That's everything. Everything is ultimately an expression of Emunah. Everything. Shivisi Hashem Nenegdi Tomitz, the Klal Gadol B'Torah. Everything is ultimately the mitzvahs to media, so everything is about Emunah. It's about our relationship with Hashem. But what's really interesting is this, is the Gemara in Shabbos, two different places in Shabbos. First of all, the Gemara tells us, right, we derish the Pasuk, that the Emunah, the faith in your times, chos in shuos, chokh madas, yos Hashem yoytzoroi, we derish that's different mesechtas, Emunah is right. And then the Gemara has another drasha says, yos Hashem yoytzoroi, that's la'osi lavoi, these are going to be the six questions we're going to ask. The first question is Emunah. Did you trade with faith? And that's an interesting Gemara. Because we would have assumed Emunah as a question is, did you have Emunah? First question, did you have Emunah? But the first question is, was your business? That's Emunah. That's other things. That's MS. That's Midvash HaKetirchok. It's whatever else. It's actually a whole bunch of mitzvahs. If you look in what's it called? Echaz Mishpatim, Echaz Shai. We've got a lot of mitzvahs going on. Echaz Nezikin, all over Nezikin, right? The Rambam is Molly mitzvahs that we list in the Tariq mitzvahs that are to do with business integrity. And Munah is a separate thing. It's in Ilchaz Deus. In Ilchaz Yisai Torah, sorry. It's an issue, right? It's the foundations. But the Gemara is telling you there and then, and the Gemara tells you later on in Shabbos, in Kuf Yotes, the Gemara tells us, that actually, when it's being looking for all different reasons, Yerushalayim was destroyed because they couldn't find Emunah, the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. There's no people of Emunah, asked the Gemara. Yes, there were people of Emunah in Hashem, but not people of Ne'emonos in the world of business, which is intriguing. We keep finding this correlation. I was looking for Kassian in Mesilas Yesharim, you see an amazing thing also. That, if I could actually find just where it is, it's in Midrash Nikias, in the 11th parak, when he's going through the protim of what it takes to be Nikias. And he goes through the concept of honesty in business. And he says, I feel he talks about document in honesty. And after all this, after goes as a man, a person who steals time of an employer, for Isa by mitzvah, even if they use the time for a mitzvah, Nasa Senegori Kategori, so the good becomes bad. And then the Mesilas Yesharim says something that really, it's one of those parts that just, you stop and, what was he just, Ve'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chofetz Ela Be'emunah. Now if this paragraph was just in isolation, and a person was reading this without thinking about the rest of the Sefer, or didn't see its context, you would for sure think this is the discourse in Ilchus Deus, in Ilchus Yisai Deteris, in the Alochus of Emunah, literally, Shavi Hashem Negdi Tomit. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Chofetz Ela Be'emunah. Hashem only wants Emunah. V'cheinu Oime, Emunim Noitz Hashem, Pitzchus Sharem B'yavai Goy Tzadik Shoyme Emunim, Einai Ben Emnei Eretz L'Shevet Himodi, V'oime again, Einecha Loi Le'emunah. Hashem's looking for Emunah. This would be a classical pasuk telling us you have to work hard on Mitzvah Emunah. It's a shoyish of all the Torah. But this paragraph is coming in the middle of the thing telling us how honest we've got to be in business. It's amazing. All these psukim that on their own in Tanakh sound like they're talking about emunah, meaning faithfulness in the relationship with Hashem, is in fact talking about one particular type of emunah, ne'emonos, in masov u'maton, in business dealings. Why are the two always inextricably interlinked? So we often hear, and the Bali must often bring this, because the real testing ground of emunah is always going to be in the world of business. The practical nafkamina of emunah is primarily in the world of business. That's where your taiva to cheat and to lie, to just be a little dishonest, is always being tugged at, and it takes deep emunah and deep betochen to not take advantage of a situation, or to, you know, when parnas is at stake, and that is clearly going to be its primary testing ground. And that is true. But there's another level, there's another area of oimek here, which is exactly what we were just discussing, which is that the person who is ne'emon, who has emunah. And by the way, on the Pasuk Tzadik Ve'emunosa Yichya, there's a medrash that also says, you know, the medrash in Kaelas Rabbah, says Hashem himself, Tzadik also refers to Hashem. Ve'emunosa Yichya, it's an oisis to Rabbi Akiva, Hashem used emunah to build creation. Emunah in all these situations, by the way, does not, it's a small aside, but it's a chosh of a thing to be meir. Emunah never means being irrational. In the non-Jewish world, it can mean taking leaps and being, you know. In Torah, it always means the same thing. Emunah pshuta never means an irrational emunah. It means a direct emunah, a direct awareness of Hashem. That's what the words mean. But what emunah always means in Torah, always means, is a faithfulness and a tenacity and a capacity to hold on to a relationship. Always. V'hi yod of emunah. Right? Moshe's hands were emunah. It doesn't mean they had blind faith in it. It means their hands stayed faithful to what's going on. Yaakov, Avram Avinu. It doesn't mean he had blind faith. Hashem was talking to him. It means he was faithful. He was committed to everything Hashem said. But the emunah that's being referred to here, the translation of the ne'emonos in our relationship with Hashem, is the ne'emonos in our relationship with everybody else. And this is the practical nafkamin of how it's manifest. It's manifest in Yaakov Avinu. The person has emunah and emes together. In fact, there's in the Sefer Shloshim actually says that Emes and Emunah are ultimately related to each other. Apart from sharing the first two letters, Emes itself is an abbreviation of Emunas. Emes for Emunah, because a person who has Emunah is a person who lives in a world of what we call the Ishtan. A person of simplicity. In the sense of, at the Oimek, every time we're really trying to manipulate other people, it's a chesaron in our basic sense of Emunah. Our basic integrity. Our basic inner world of what we say is, what if I have emunah in Hashem, if I'm ne'eman, if I have betochen in the world, I'm not panicked in any situation. If I'm not panicked, I have no agendas. I don't have to manipulate you. If I do think you should do something, I'll say so. But I don't need to have hidden agendas. Hidden agendas are the shoresh of all sheker that comes into the world. But the shoresh of them is actually a failure of emunah. That what Yaakov Avinu exhibits more powerfully than anything else is a person of total emunah, a person of total reality with Hashem. And such a person actually is a person who's totally at peace with himself. And anyone who's at peace with himself, you can try anything on them, but they know what you're doing. And you'll give Esav the fast food world, and Lavan all the clean sheep, and Yitzhak, you'll give him the Esav and the Kol Yaakov. And therefore, what ends up emerging from this, is something that's actually therefore a problem for Klal Yisrael in this world. Because to the extent to which we manage to live up to this, the problem is that the crooks themselves always feel, if you're honest, they see themselves in you. They always believe that you're cheating them. They always believe. It's an amazing thing, the difference between the name Yaakov, which is crookedness, and Yisrael, which is through Sroah, which is rightness, is something which is never fully achieved in the whole of Torah. And why it is that Yaakov is located beyond, why it is that Yaakov will go and get the name Yisrael and then go back again and still need not only the Sorosh of Esav, but needs Esav himself. He needs to be called again Yisrael. Hashem gives it again. He needs to get this name many times because this identity of Yisrael is the Emes. But Yisrael is what the Umas HaOlam will see when they see through the whole thing. Living in a world with pure Emunah will often come at the price that other people will not appreciate your emunah, precisely because their sheker, they will keep thinking you did it to them. Lavan turns around afterwards and says, you tricked me, but I didn't trick you, we did a deal, I gave you the best possible deal. But Lavan, who's constantly, something must be crooked, Esav is ve'yakveni zepamayim, and Yitzhak is in those words, that means it was right. But Esav says, that must be crooked. And therefore, precisely the person who lives with pure emunah, precisely the person who gives everyone the things they want, will be precisely the person who you'd expect people to turn around and say all sorts of funny things to. The Rishon of this world. And that's the struggle of Yisrael and Golos. Our avodah is to build something that is based on the deepest emunah, and its practical ramification is that everyone we meet, we give them exactly what they want, as individuals and as a nation. And the world starts eventually, to the extent to which a person meets you with rishus, is the extent to which they realize everything went wrong, but often they'll come back and blame us. But the extent to which a person comes and what they want is really emes, and what they want is really good, you'll be the ultimate tool to deliver that to them. And so Yaakov Avinu, when he gives that great speech to Lavan, even though it turned out that it happens to be in that particular instance, he had taken, but the point that he says to, and the point that Lavan finally recognizes, the point that is gufo what the middah of emes is. The middah of Yaakov is the power of understanding what emunah means in translation, in both cause and effect. In both the sense that, kip shutoi, if you're an emunah and Hashem, so that will translate in business dealings, but also on a deeper level, it transforms who we are. A ne'eman person is a person without an agenda, that's never without an unstated agenda. And such a person is an ish emes, who's always giving everybody what they want. So long as we're in the alma of the shikra, the Umas HaOlam will often accuse Yisrael of all sorts of crookedness. But in the end of this, so long as we live up to the avodah of being a Yisrael, so long as we live up to the avodah of living in Ish Emes and living in a world of Emes, the world around should be a world that in Yitzh Hashem eventually gets to the place of Atzlacha that Yaakov Avinu brings it to. I just say as one last thing I wanted to bring on all this, which I actually wrote down specially to be able to say, I'm not sure if we'll be able to. There's a particular medrash that I wanted to be mayor, I think I wrote it down somewhere. Particular medrash that actually says Breishis Ad, the Breishis Rabba, that's it. The one that quotes the Tzadik Ben Menasseh Yechiel in the middle of Yaakov Avinu. If you look at it closely, it actually brings the Pasuk from Tehillim, this is what it is. The Pasuk from Tehillim in Kapitel Tzadichas, where it says, Zocha Chastoi Ve'emunosoi, right? It says that Hashem remembers his chesed and his emunah, that's Yaakov. How do we know? Because there's Titein Emes Liakov Chesed Avram. In other words, the Medrash is telling you this, that the Ikka Mid of Avram, of Yaakov Avinu, the Ikka is the Zocha Chastoi Ve'emunosoi, when Hashem remembers his emunah in the world, that is translated into the power of Emes. And so we see whichever way we turn, it's the same thing. Hashem's emunah in the world, and this is something we talk about every single morning. We say that Hashem restores our life, b'chemla, with love, and rabba emunasecha, how much emunah Hashem has in us. That a person who understands that Hashem has emunah in us, that is invested completely into us, is the person who understands that everything that happens to them is the rotzon Hashem, is the person who then approaches every single kol yachid v'yachid in a way that transforms us, transforms them, and brings greater emes to the world. And in fact, we see this mamash in halacha, that the alishana, that all the halachas, and there's big sugyas of where emes and shekhar, you know, it's a very interesting thing, the Rambam never brings midvash shekhar tirchuk in the Tayag mitzvahs. The smag does, others do. The Rambam doesn't. Even the Gemara, when the Gemara is dorish midvash shekhar tirchuk in the Masechta Shavuos, all it learns from it are halachas that are all to do with courtrooms. Dayanim. Learn something, 13 different things. Halachas that apply, that you have to allow, that they can't have one baldin say in front of another, that if you have eidos and you know it's true, you can't bring it if the other person, the cat, and you need two it needs two of you, and the other one you know is a mashaka at you. All these things that Dayan can't sit there for, you know, all these different dinim that are actually all midrash shakatirchos, all learned as others Dayanus. And the Rambam, in fact, only brings midrash shakatirchok as an actual thing. It seems to only bring it as the midas toivos in Hilchos Deos of what a Talmud Chacham is. Talmud Chacham is a person, the Gemara Bava Metzia says, Talmud Chacham is a person who's only Mashana for three things, but that implies that Tzadik almost the Midas Chassidus that Chas V'Shalom the Chofetz Chaim says. Now, don't say the Chofetz Chaim, of course it's all an Issa D'Oraisa, but there's an Alishana, there's a tremendous, all the halachas, the reason it, according to some days, that it can't be brought as one of the mitzvahs is this, is because it's a very complex thing. The halachas of midvash shekhar tirchok, and in fact the reason the Torah, according to many, didn't even bring the lashon of don't say shekhar, but midvash shekhar tirchok, harchik, it includes many chumras, many, many chumras, but it includes also an implicit kula, that if a situation brings more emes, it brings more greater, deeper in truth to the world, deeper shalom, in fact, is the main example. The Gemara brings that Hashem himself is willing to be Mishana Bnei HaShalom, right, we learn it from what he says about Sarah, about Doini Zokin, so that gets deleted, because the bring your shalom is the ultimate, what people are really looking for, is the ultimate what the world needs, and that's the ultimate emes that comes with it too. And the Yesod, therefore, is exactly this, is that this Sedra teaches us that the ultimate testing ground in this world is going to be situations that often others will see exactly the wrong thing in us. But the ultimate testing ground of all emunah is going to be how it shapes us into a ne'emah. And when we become a ne'emah, we become anshei emes. And when we become anshei emes, then getting what we really need and what others really need in this world becomes part and parcel of the whole thing. Hashem should help us all to be zeicher, to live up to the emes and the emunah, and to be able to bring the world into the world.